In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. From the Gospel, Matthew chapter 22, verse 19. Show me the tribute money. In the Gospels, we often find Jesus using in his teaching vivid examples drawn from everyday life. Sometimes we find food, vines, sheep, or buildings used as images in parables. And sometimes they are real, brought into his discourse, a little child set in the midst of his disciples, miracles involving wine, loaves and fishes, the sea which he calms. In today's gospel, we have a coin. Jesus ingeniously decides to introduce this visual aid into a trick question about whether the tribute should be paid, the tax which was collected for the Roman rulers and bitterly resented. Jesus asks to see the tribute money, an actual denarius of the Emperor Tiberius, in which the taxes would be paid. As so often, Jesus then asks his interlocutors in turn a question that will answer their own question. The Herodians and the disciples of the Pharisees correctly answer that the image and superscription are Caesar's. And so they lay themselves open to Jesus' judicious answer that therefore, because it is Caesar's coin, they can render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Had he said that the tax should not be paid, those trying to catch him out could have handed him over to the authorities on the grounds that he was inciting revolt against Rome. Roman rule might have been unpopular, but for the Herodians and the Pharisees, maintaining the status quo was the best option. If Jesus had left it at that, the tribute is rightfully due to Tiberius, he would have offended the devout monotheistic Pharisees. He would have been suggesting that Tiberius was the sole object of their loyalty. But the Emperor Tiberius, as well as being a foreign ruler, was the son of the Emperor Augustus, who was believed to have become a god after his death. The coin proclaims him as son of the deified Augustus. Exclusive loyalty to Tiberius, then, would be colluding with a pagan belief in the divinity of rulers, bogus gods to the Jews, and blasphemy to those who believe in one God. But Jesus does not stop at rendering to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. He adds that they should render to God the things that are God's. He leads his interlocutors and us to conclude that the obligation to pay the tribute to Caesar is subsumed under the much higher loyalty and devotion to God, who, in the words of the prayer book, is the author and giver of all good things. Jesus has used the coin to confound his enemies, leaving them without any grounds for complaint against him. But does this episode end with the coin being important for only half the issue, Caesar and the tribute? Or does it have any other meaning? Usually, Jesus' teaching examples have something to say about God, and in this narrative, the use of the coin seems a bit one-sided. Let's look at the coin again. And I should explain, actually, that there's a lot of speculation about whether it was, in fact, a Roman denarius, translated as a penny, as shown on the order of service, or whether it was some other coin. But it is agreed that whatever coin it was, it had the head of an emperor on it, and almost certainly the head of Tiberius, as the reigning emperor to whom, indirectly, the tribute was paid. And from the coin, we learn about Tiberius himself, that he was emperor, with both Caesar and Augustus as titles, that he was the son of the deified Augustus, that his laurel wreath is a warning sign to his subjects of his military achievement and authority. Above all, the coin introduces the emperor as a person to those living too far from Rome ever to see him. In the coins that spread across the emperor's citizens could see the image of his face. Without coinage, also imperial statues which Tiberius himself did not encourage, Without coinage, an emperor would have been a much more remote and shadowy figure, faceless in fact. So is there anything in this episode here to balance up the equation, some connection that the coin might have with God, as well as with Caesar? Jesus' teaching revealed God to those who heard him, but there is an even more directly personal connection. In John's Gospel, Philip asks Jesus to show them God the Father. Jesus replies, "He that has seen me hath seen the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" As the coin is an agent of the emperor, transmitting his presence throughout the empire, so Jesus is the agent of God, the living agent, God in the face of Jesus. So it is just possible that some of the bystanders who witnessed the encounter in today's gospel went away convinced that the coin, Caesar's tribute money, had also opened up something about the nature of Jesus, something that Paul expresses in the fourth chapter of his second epistle to the Corinthians. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." In the name of God.